The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
WWTC Minneapolis St. Paul, FM 107.5, K298CO Minneapolis, Intelligent Radio.
With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Former President Trump says in a social media post he'll be arrested on Tuesday. He says the Manhattan prosecutor is eyeing charges in a hush money case, and the president said he found out because what he called illegal leaks came out of the office of the Manhattan District Attorney. He is calling on his supporters to protest his arrest. President Biden's job numbers, meanwhile, remain below the 50% mark, as George Williams reports.
The Real Clear Politics average of seven polls indicates that the president's job approval stands at only 43.6%, with his disapproval above 51%. One of the polls included in that average was the Rasmussen Daily Presidential Tracking Poll, which has Mr. Biden's total approval at only 46%, 2 percentage points lower than former President Trump at a comparable date in his presidency. George Williams reporting.
And this is SRN News.
Eric Metaxas sees a way to save this country.
This platform, my platform, is relatively small, but I believe that God has given this to me to speak the truth as I'm able to see the truth and to help us process what we're going through in this country and in the world. So I want to ask you to share what you can share, because each of you has a voice.
The Eric Metaxas Show, overnights at 3 on AM 1280, The Patriot, Intelligent Radio.
Inside your 1 o'clock hour this afternoon here on AM 1280, The Patriot, your moments away from the Northern Alliance Radio Network headliner, Mitch Berg. Coming up right now, a quick look at your weather forecast. High in the mid-20s, mostly cloudy skies for your afternoon. Tonight, the clouds do stick around, low in the single digits, around 8 degrees. Sunday, sunny with a high near 33. Check out SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com is the best streaming platform out there, and it doesn't require a monthly fee. Executive produced by Salem Media Group, SalemNow.com.
Portions of this program may have been pre-recorded.
The views expressed on the following program do not necessarily represent those of this station or its management.
This is the Northern Alliance Radio Network, the longest-running conservative talk show in the Twin Cities.
It's great to be back in Minnesota today.
Political analysis of the good, the bad, and the outright crazy. Now, here's your headline act, Mitch Berg.
Welcome back, Twin Cities and world. It's the wind beneath the right wing, the shining spot of red in the sea of dismal, dingy institutional blue, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot. My name is Mitch Berg. My blog, shotinthedark.info. My mission, to bring the truth to the people of the Twin Cities. And I've been doing this every weekend, practically, probably 48 to 50 weekends a year, for the last 19 years, working on year number 20. God willing, we will get to the 20th anniversary and finally have that 10th anniversary party I've been talking about for the last 9 years and change, along with my good friends Jack Tomczak, the new guy, coming up at 3 o'clock every Saturday. Brad Carlson, of course, Sundays from 1 to 3 here on AM 1280, The Patriot. And can't forget King Banyan, Saturday mornings 9 to 11 on our sister station, AM 1440, The Businessman, where the Northern Alliance Radio Network, almost 20 years strong, still dominating all Twin Cities media of all types, print, TV, video, podcasts, all of them. We crush them all, and we just do it for 2 days a week just to make it fair. That's what we do. We only broadcast 20% as much as all the rest of the Twin Cities media in terms of days. And it's still not a fair fight. They could cut us down to an hour a week, and still they would not be able to come anywhere near this. As in the mortal words of MC Hammer, they can't touch this. Anyway, happy to be back here as always. It's been a great week, a great weekend here. It's one of those weeks where, again, there is so much news going on that I honestly do need to be on the air 5 days a week to get to all of it here. And if you are a sponsor looking for an on-air or perhaps full-time podcast or both to go over this stuff full-time. So have your people call my people. I'm your guy, along with the rest of the guys in the NARN, Jack, Brad, King, the whole crew. At any rate, it's been a week where I feel, I won't quite say vindicated yet. Vindication will be the state of Minnesota rising up on its back legs and go, what on earth did we do in 2022 and 2018? Good Lord, what were we thinking? You were right, Mitch. We voted for idiots. We voted, not just, no, I mean, idiots would be easy. Idiots would be way too easy. We voted for people who are, in some cases, the best of cases are idiots. And in worst cases, are completely depraved. You were right. It's time to vote for good, solid conservatives. And by the way, this is among Republicans, too. We endorsed some really, let's just say, questionable candidates this last election. And the Republican Party needs to come to Jesus, as it were, figuratively as well as literally here in coming elections here. But that's something for us to argue about next year, when we go about endorsing a presidential candidate as well as a new round of House candidates and U.S. congressional candidates. And I think we also have a Senate race coming up. I'll have to look that up here. But vindication, I say, for the line that I had at the end of the 2018 midterm broadcast. The night of the midterms, of course, you may recall, midterms were a depressing night in 2018. Not nearly as depressing, perhaps, as the 2022 midterms were, where we were expecting a red wave and came out with a red trickle that swept us to a thin lead in the United States House of Representatives, didn't flip the Senate, and we lost the trifecta here in Minnesota, or at least we lost the last leg of the trifecta, the Senate majority that was keeping the worst of the insanity at bay barely for the previous, I don't know, 10 years. At any rate, but at the end of the 2018 broadcast, those of you who are tuned in remember this. I said the one thing that you can hang on to when Democrats seize this much control of state government is that progressives and power is to progressives what, I don't know, a stolen gold card is to a junkie. They can't resist using it. They will go out and burn through that thing. And, of course, the consequences will come back to them. Someone will say, hey, my card is stolen. Whoa, who just ran up $12,000 worth of bills in one evening at a casino? Well, yeah, where should we start looking? Progressives with power are a little like that. And you saw this. You've been seeing this more and more as they won the trifecta. You're seeing them letting their inner selves romp and play in public, since they believe that there will be no consequences. And Minnesota elections being as underwhelming as they've been lately, they may be able to do it without consequences. But good Lord, you can see their inner selves at play. I came up with three great examples this week. Three great examples that tell us just a little bit about how removed from objective reality and removed from any sense of consequences, not just electoral consequences, but having to worry, feeling at least that they have to worry about people with critical thinking skills addressing their premises. I give you three examples this past week, filed under the example of you shall know them by their tweets. You know regular people by the fruits of their labors and actions. You know progressives in Minnesota this past week by their social media presences. I will go through them in ascending order of wrongness. And by wrongness, I mean from stupid entitled assumption at the very least to downright depravity at the very worst. And I'm not going to mince words here. Some of what you're about to hear is just flat depraved. And to some extent, you hear it. To a greater extent, sometimes you just have to see and read it in as many words. Now, Keith Ellison, of course, is a repeat offender when it comes to letting the truth leak out on social media. I mean, he is the guy who, before the immediate aftermath of the 2020 elections, was took a selfie of himself in a Chicago bookstore standing with the anti-fa handbook, the stylized handbook of the quote anti end quote fascist stormtroopers that are essentially the Ku Klux Klan of this decade, the direct action wing of the far left wing of the Democrat Party, of the progressive movement. He lionized and glorified the entitled, largely white, largely upper middle class, largely overeducated, largely cowardly thugs of quote anti end quote fa. This just scant months before anti fa was intimately involved in burning down Minneapolis. And when I say Minneapolis, I mean a working class, largely immigrant, largely of color neighborhood in Minneapolis. Not the place where their parents, their aunts and uncles, their benefactors, their enablers live. Places like Kenwood or Crocus Hill or Linden Hills, St. Louis Park. No, none of those got burned down. No. East Lake Street got burned down. Places that are the homes of immigrants, of people of color, as the term goes. Places where new Americans come and raise up little hard scrabble businesses with their life savings gathered through years of doing the sort of work immigrants get to do in our society, in the part of our society run by the left, working in food processing plants, cleaning your offices, that sort of thing. And they save their money for years and pool their family's money to build a restaurant or a shop of some kind or another, a auto repair garage, and bit by bit eke out the American dream. And that, by the way, was largely the list of the buildings that were destroyed by anti-fa during the riots going on three years ago now. Mexican restaurants, Indian restaurants, African-American auto repair and detailing garages, Arab restaurants, Asian, every manner of business you can imagine on East Lake Street and in the midway of St. Paul, same deal. Furniture stores run by Middle Eastern and Near Eastern immigrants, Asian clothiers and food markets and furniture stores of all kinds. That's who Keith Ellison was glorifying. Anyway, he made a return. I went on that because it made me so angry. It makes me so angry seeing the overstuffed plush bottom yoo-hoos that make up the leadership of the Twin Cities left, the Minnesota left, glorifying. By the way, self-styled defenders of the underprivileged, glorifying the depredations of a group that is the very definition of the overprivileged. Anyway, Keith Ellison back on the charts, on the low end of the depravity meter here, at least for today. But I couldn't resist. Keith Ellison tweeted this past Thursday, quote, "Following in Skip Humphrey's footsteps, Minnesota is on the front line of defending our youth from tobacco. On March 27th, we'll be the first state to go to trial against Juul and Altria. We'll prove that they deceived and hooked a generation of Minnesota youth on their products." Now, say what you will about the practice of vaping, of using water vapor as an ingestion mechanism for things like nicotine, caffeine, flavor, whatever you want to call it. It's breathing things other than air into your lungs is not a good practice. It's why I have never smoked anything you've had to inhale. Like Bill Clinton, I didn't inhale. I never did. I never have inhaled any. Well, no, I did try to inhale cigarette smoke one time in my life. I threw up. That was it. I was like 12. I thought, hey, smoking does make you look cool. Let's give it a try. And by the way, let's be honest. I grew up watching Humphrey Bogart movies. Smoking does make you look cool. Of course, what did Humphrey Bogart die of? Throat cancer. So, no, I don't. Never really got into smoking. That's the only time I ever tried to inhale. Once was enough. So I don't smoke. I did learn, by the way, how to blow smoke rings. That is cool. And when I was playing in bands in high school, I used to have a cigarette between my fingers like Jimmy Page, just because that I would never smoke. I didn't inhale. I would blow a smoke ring. Couldn't inhale, but darn if it didn't make you look cool. Nonetheless, Keith Ellison is proud of going out and fighting big vape. We'll talk about why that is when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280 The Patriot, 651-289-4488. Go nowhere. We'll be right back.
Seeing in Paris, at the mall in Bloomington, or on horseback in Dallas. We're where you are. Listen to AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
Immaculate Conception School is now accepting enrollment applications for fall 2023. Financial aid and scholarship funding still available. Schedule a tour today. Learn why Immaculate Conception School is your child's firm foundation. Search Immaculate Conception School.
Be kind, and you could win $5,000 or a new roof for your home from Estate Claim Services, GAF, and the Salvation Army. Visit our fan club page to see the daily acts of kindness and enter to win. Then on April 17th, you could be awarded a new roof for your home and $5,000, plus have another $5,000 to donate to a deserving organization in your name. The Kindness Challenge from Estate Claim Services, GAF, and the Salvation Army. Details at AM1280ThePatriot.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher inviting you to join me for a remarkable travel opportunity that will change your life forever. Dennis Prager and I are headed back to the Holy Land, Israel, this October. It's the Stand With Israel Tour. Join us along with our trusted partner, Inspiration Cruises and Tours. We'll take you to key sites in the Holy Land, thoughtfully designed to give you unprecedented access to a region you've likely only read about. Visit StandWithIsraelTour.com and get all the details. We'll uncover important geopolitical locations and show you Israel's significance on the world stage, past, present, and future. Step foot on the ancient streets of Jerusalem. We'll sail the Sea of Galilee, pray at the Western Wall, and so much more. We'll have guides for our group, lavish food, and luxurious accommodations. No other trip will be like this one. Come with Dennis and me this October. Register today. Call 855-565-5519. 855-565-5519. Or go to StandWithIsraelTour.com. StandWithIsraelTour.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Hey, don't forget, The Journey to New York hits big screens and theaters across the country April 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, and 6th, featuring the music of Italian tenor Andrea Bocelli. Visit AM1280ThePatriot.com to sign up for tickets, see the film, and get an Andrea Bocelli CD. That's another journey I'd love to take. 651-289-4488, the number to call should you care to join us on the Northern Alliance Radio Network. So we're talking about the first of a number of tweets by which you shall know Minnesota progressives this past week. Attorney General Keith Ellison announcing in his inimitable style, following in Skip Humphrey's footsteps, Minnesota is on the front lines of protecting our youth from tobacco. On March 27th, will be the first state to go to trial against Juul and Altria. Now, these are two of the big vendors of vape, the little cartridges of flavor and nicotine that are delivered via water vapor from a little electric cigarette or a little electric pipe, if you will, that sometimes mimics a cigarette. And by the way, Ellison finished up, but we will prove they deceived and hooked a generation of Minnesota youth on their products. Of course, he references Skip Humphrey's tobacco lawsuit, which he led with a number of attorneys general back in the 2000s, probably close to 20 years ago now, winning billions and billions of dollars to supposedly help youth stop smoking. By the way, it was all misspent. It was all given to all of that money was given to nonprofits that were essentially parts of the Minnesota political class. That, like all such government extractions of funds, they served not to do their stated purpose, but to transfer money to the nonprofit industrial class and the political complex. It's what they do. Anyway, so let's talk about vaping. Now, again, as I said before the break, I'm not big into inhaling things into my lungs. If it's not air, your body doesn't want it there. That's, by the way, the first parts of your immune system are things like your nose and the various membranes in your nose that trap and your throat that trap things that aren't air before they get into your lungs, because your lungs don't like anything but air. That's why you cough when your lungs are full of things that aren't air. That's your body's way of saying, just send the air, not so much the other garbage, not so much the water vapor, much less the smoke. But there are people who do get into habits, the habit of inhaling other things into their lungs. Smokers, big example. Nicotine is highly addictive. Not in and of itself, much more harmful than, say, the caffeine to which most of us are addicted. and I'm one of them. Not particularly worse than the alcohol that many of us drink for recreational purposes, to which some of us are deeply and troublingly addicted. But nicotine does in fact addict people. And while the nicotine itself isn't what messes up your lungs, I mean, there's little link between nicotine and lung cancer or cancer of any kind, there is a strong link between the other contaminants in cigarette smoke and cigar smoke and marijuana smoke, for that matter, between inhaling that smoke and cancer. And with that in mind, vaping is objectively less harmful than smoking. And there are people, many people, perhaps millions of people, who have quit smoking by transferring to vape, to vapor. And you say, well, it's still indulging in nicotine. It's still an addiction. Yeah, it is. It is objectively less harmful. Is it harmless? No. You're taking something into your lungs that your lungs don't want. They aren't built for. They aren't built for as much of. And that is bad, but it's not as bad as tar, as burned sugar. By the way, there is a experimental link shown between the sugar used to cure tobacco and cancer. A statistical link was shown in the 1970s that cultures and countries that smoke cigarettes where the tobacco isn't cured using a mixture of sugar and water have very low correlation between smoking and lung cancer. But that's not the society we live in. Big tobacco produces the product it's produced. There is a correlation between that product and various types of cancer, including and heart disease as well, by the way. There is a correlation so far between vaping and various diseases, but it's nowhere near what cigarettes do. And I have known a fair number of people, I will say, who have quit smoking cigarettes by going to vapor. Is it harmless? No. Is it objectively vastly less harmful? Yeah. And if you ban vapor, especially in these kids who have been, by the way, while smoking among teenagers dropped precipitously between the 1960s and the 1990s, it's been on the rebound here lately, as has addictions to all sorts of other substances among teenagers lately. And a fair number of those teenagers leaving out the ones who just straight and gone from nothing to vaping, a fair number of teenagers who did start, and 20-somethings, I will point out, who started out on tobacco, displaced over to vapor, and are objectively healthier for it. And so this lawsuit, at the very least, will punish a lot of people who have, at the very least, mitigated the effects of one of the most difficult addictions there is. And I will point out, by the way, that my grandfather smoked for 40 years and said giving it up was one of the hardest things he ever did. And another person close to me, who will remain unnamed, smoked for another 40, started smoking in World War II, was also an active alcoholic for quite some time, and said, and by the way, not the only person I've heard say this, quitting smoking was much harder than putting down the booze. Much harder. No comparison. And that should tell you something. It's a person who had all sorts of problems in his life because of drinking, and quitting smoking was much harder. I mean, nobody ever lost a family business from buying cigarettes, although some people shorted the family kitchen with cigarettes once in a while. But nonetheless, this is what Keith Ellis is. Now, leaving aside the fact that vaping is a perfectly legitimate way and a proven effective way of reducing, mitigating the drastically bad effects of burning a plant and inhaling it into your lungs, harmful as it may be, it's not that bad. This is not even the worst facet of our attorney general's tweet. Because while, as he says, Minnesota is going to bat to protect youth from the ravages of tobacco, he's part of an administration that has just spent an awful lot of political capital in recent weeks making absolutely certain that children can chemically and surgically neuter themselves without adult consent. As our friend David Strom put it on Hot Air this past week, by making Minnesota a kidnapping sanctuary where non-custodial parents can get minor children chemically and surgically neutered, sterilized, emasculated, or defeminized without a whole lot in the way of consequences. It is literally, it will be literally easier in the DFL's Minnesota to get a minor child chemically and surgically neutered than to buy a pack of cigarettes. Or, sorry, forget the cigarettes, to get vapor to start weaning oneself off of tobacco. This is the world the DFL has made. Now, I pointed out there were three bits of incredible ascending bits of depravity this past week. The second one, by the way, so we give the bronze for this week to Attorney General Keith Ellison. Again, a repeat offender on social media. The silver medal this past week goes to, again, for the second week in a row, Mayor Melvin Carter of St. Paul, who put out perhaps one of the dumbest, least advised tweets I've ever seen. Now, the previous week, you may recall, he responded to Mary Franzen, a great friend of the show, great conservative representative from Alexandria, who pointed out in one of the great bits of journalism, actually, to come out of the Twin Cities in recent weeks, driving down Grand Avenue with Representative Swedzinski and hitting some potholes and having the tire shredded and saying, hey, St. Paul streets really are garbage. And by the way, they truly are. They just keep getting worse, by the way. This freeze-thaw cycle is one of the worst I've ever seen. Hamlin Avenue might as well be the jungles of Vietnam after a carpet bombing. It's just awful. Well, and by the way, his response to Representative Franzen was, hey, if you just approve that sales tax increase, we can start fixing those potholes. To which the only sane response is, no, fixing roads is one of your very few unambiguously legitimate jobs as mayor. Fix the streets first. Go out and ask politely for tax increases for things like reparations and savings accounts for school kids and rent control and the other stuff that is, by the way, not really legitimate city work. Prosecute criminals, arrest criminals, keep the party houses from rioting into the wee hours of the night, and by the way, plow the streets and fix the roads. Well, he went down one extra notch in public esteem among people who are paying attention this past week. More on that when we come back. Northern Alliance, AM 12A, The Patriot. Go nowhere. Be right back.
Want a place where your child learns to form their own opinions, seek the truth, and see the world through God's lens? At Liberty Classical Academy, love of God and country is not controversial. They teach the foundational principles of Western civilization, including the U.S. Constitution. They're raising up the next generation of responsible citizens this country needs. Discover how your child can begin a life that inspires at Liberty Classical Academy. Schedule a tour today or attend an open house. Search for Liberty Classical Academy.
You're smart, you're busy, and don't have time to waste on the mainstream media cycle. Salem News Channel breaks that cycle. Topics that matter from hosts worth watching. Dinesh D'Souza, Andrew Wilkow, Brandon Tatum, and more. Open debate and free speech you won't find anywhere else. Salem News Channel, not like the other guys. Watch anytime on any screen, free, 24/7. Find everything you need to know at snc.tv. That's snc.tv.
You can get a comprehensive estate plan for half the regular price through this special limited time offer. We're partnering with a local law firm that specializes in estate plans. If you don't have an estate plan, it could be up to the court to decide who gets your assets. This can be costly to your loved ones. You've heard the stories where even strong families have been torn apart in the process. Our attorney partner is offering a full package of estate planning services for just $1,500, regularly $3,000. It includes wills, power of attorney, health care directives, guardian, and conservator documents. Call the station and we'll put you in touch with our attorney for a no-obligation conversation to make sure this is the right fit for you and your family. There are only a few of these half-price estate plan offers available. Get your house in order today with a comprehensive estate plan for half the regular price. Call the station at 651-405-8800. 651-405-8800.
My dad says I'm his pride and joy.
My mommy says I was her big surprise.
My mom says I'm her best helper.
I'm adopted. My dad says I was a gift.
That's right, kids. Each of you are a miracle and a blessing from God. Hello, my name is Angie. I work with Pro-Life Across America, the billboard people. If you know someone who is pregnant and in need of confidential counseling, including alternatives to abortion or post-abortion assistance, please call Pro-Life Across America at 1-800-366-7773 or check us out online at prolifeacrossamerica.org. Pro-Life Across America is educational, non-political, and tax-deductible. Please help support our life-saving outreach.
A baby child is being 18 days from conception.
AM 1280 The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network. Our annual kindness challenge is back. If you win, not only do you get $5,000, but you also score an additional $5,000. It will be donated to a fabulous organization, like, for example, the Salvation Army, in your name. It's made possible, by the way, thanks to support from Estate Claims Services, GF Shingles, and the Salvation Army. You can enter every single day at am12athepatriot.com and have an opportunity to complete additional acts of kindness to get yourself some bonus entries. So check in daily for prompts and ideas on ways to bless those around you and form an unstoppable army of rampaging kindness conquering the world. Yeah.
Love stinks.
AM 1280, The Patriot. Northern Alliance Radio Network. Yeah, I just had to walk up to that post right there. 651-289-4488, the number to call. By the way, if you disagree with me, you get on the air first. That's something that's a commitment that I make to you, the listener, especially the listener who disagrees with me. And by the way, this is something you will not find lesser stations like, say, the AM 950 or Minnesota Public Radio doing. They screen you out if you disagree. Mark my words. Anyway, Mayor Carter, subject of my silver medal thesis this past segment here, who originally last week got on our list of dishonor, shall we say, for suggesting, yeah, if you just raise taxes, okay, a sales tax increase, maybe we'll get around to doing things like cities are supposed to do, like fix streets and plow roads and arrest. Well, no, that's never on the agenda. Nobody's going to be arresting anyone in St. Paul, although St. Paul, to its limited credit, is considerably less insane than Minneapolis that way. But nonetheless, Mayor Carter's back, back with a vengeance, going for the silver medal in this week's social media depravity stakes, writing perhaps one of the tone-deafest things I've ever seen on a tweet with the More You Know star arcing through the sky from the old NBC shows in the 80s and 90s. He writes, quote, "I very rarely respond to troll tweets no one will ever see, even from elected officials. Schedule a meeting or get your followers up." Wow. That is easily the dumbest take I've ever seen from a public official. I mean, the tweet and literally everything it suggests about government in St. Paul is if you're not popular on social media, the mayor's got no time for you. If you're just a mere subject, a mere prole, a peasant in the city of St. Paul, you do not rate. He's bigger and better than you. Schedule a meeting. Yeah, maybe if you're a DFL donor, you'll get a meeting with the mayor. I've been offering Melvin Carter a time to get onto this show and talk. By the way, I will point out, I've got nothing personal against Melvin Carter. Seems to be a very nice guy. He got a few headlines back in 2016, I believe it was. 2018, sorry, 2018. At caucuses, for walking into a Republican caucus, introducing himself and giving a fairly nice speech about reaching across the aisle and how the fact that he's the mayor for everyone in St. Paul, including Republicans. And it was a very nice, optically well thought out speech. And I know it's because I was there, because it was the precinct caucus meeting that I chaired. I mean, he walked in, introduced himself, him and his entourage, and he gave a nice little 3-minute chat, and I allowed it. I got some flack from some of the people in my caucus saying it was out of order. Oh, whatever, I don't care. It was a nice gesture as far as it went. And of course, he had press there to make sure it was recorded for posterity. So, I mean, let's just say it was not done for charity, out of necessary to be a nice guy, but it's not a bad move either. And it's completely flushed down the toilet of history by what may be the most, I should never say the most arrogant possible tweet I've ever seen, because there's always, I mean, that's a barrel with no bottom, let's just say, when it comes to politicians. But honestly, if you're a hardworking taxpaying person in St. Paul who is getting to be pretty good at dodging potholes and is really, really tired of having to lock up your car with a club to keep it from getting ripped off by the criminals who have, shall we say, burgeoned in St. Paul over the past 10 years. And if you're tired of wondering if this is the weekend night when you're going to be calling in another shots fired report to a police department that will politely take the report and maybe dispatch someone an hour or two later. If you're tired of having property crimes committed on your property and tired of the police department, say, just fill out an online report for your insurance people, because we're not even going to bother. We can't. Being told by your mayor, well, until your Instagram account has a lot more juice, you just do not rise to the level. This is a clown car. We are governed by clowns. I say this with all due respect, Mayor Carter. That is equal parts arrogance and buffoonery. Arrogance to think that you are so much better than the peasants around you with your 30,000 followers that you don't need to bother and that you could say, well, just schedule a meeting. Well, you know what, Mayor Carter? Since you walked in and scheduled a meeting with my precinct caucus, maybe I'll try that with you when you're at work someday doing your job. We'll see how that works. Or no. I'll call your assistant and schedule a meeting. By the way, I've got for a mere peasant, I've got some decent followers, and I will certainly have more by the time our meeting happens here. So let's see how that works. Challenge accepted, Mayor Carter, because that was just stupid. Stupid, optically terrible. I don't know who you've got working your communications office, but if they did not blow a gasket at you over that tweet, they should be fired for both of their own good, both of your own good, them, theirs and yours. Or perhaps you and your communications people realize that you're dealing with a city full of DFL voters, and really, it doesn't matter how awful, how stupid, how arrogant, how ill-advised, how optically dumb you do, anything you do might be, their critical thinking skills turn off and they fall into line and vote as told every 2 to 4 years, whatever the election is. I suspect that's probably the case. I very, very respond to troll tweets no one will ever see, even from elected officials. Now that is the mark of a smug, entitled person. And it doesn't matter if you're an elected official or just some Instagram troll out there to flex on people. I may have to try and schedule a meeting with the mayor because this was just too hilarious. But that was just dumb. I mean, we started off with dumb. We moved up to dumb and arrogant. Now let's just move off to dumb and depraved. Easily the dumbest thing. No, that's not dumb. I can't call this dumb because this was delivered with full forethought. This is a message that has gotten through progressive focus grouping. I mean, to some extent, it's the message. It's an offshoot of the message. Let's call it a first cousin of the message that won the DFL this last election. The whole idea that as long as you safeguard abortion, we deserve your vote. Of course, the first cousin of abortion is transgenderism in progressive politics, not in medicine necessarily, not in any other area, but in terms of progressive initiatives. Pushing transgender ideology is right up there with pushing abortion, which leads us to the tweet I refer you to here today. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, by the way, this was on Alpha News this past week. Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan. I did, in fact, post the video to this on shotinthedark.info. I'll try and post it again here when I get a few moments on the show post for today at shotinthedark.info. But quoting Alpha News, quote, Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan on sex changes for minors. Quote, when our children tell us who they are, it's our job as grownups to listen and to believe them. That's what it means to be a good parent. That's your lieutenant governor. And I did not know before writing this that Lieutenant Governor Flanagan had children. I looked her up on Wikipedia. She looked like she'd I saw no reference to children, which I guess is sort of the norm for progressive female politicians. It's not something they lead with. But no. If you are a parent, this is you should know this is exactly not what it means to be a good parent. Giving the kids what they want, following their every whim. I mean, think about this. Most of the women I know in my life, I shouldn't say most, but a sizable percentage of the women in my life spent at least some portion of their childhood as tomboys. It's a fairly normal part of growing up, kind of wondering if you, who you are and whether you, what it means to be the gender you were born assigned to. And it's quite socially acceptable for girls to be tomboys. They go through a phase when they grow earlier than boys. And so most of them go through a stretch of time when they dominate boys in sports, at least boys of their age. They're faster. They're stronger. For about a year there, they pretty much have the whole world. And so they do better at boy things than boys do. It was a miserable time to be a boy, by the way, when the girls were beating you, I mean, hitting the ball further and outrunning you. Until your own growth spurt, you started to grow up a little yourself, and those days were largely left behind. And suddenly the girls that were clobbering you at basketball, you were stuffing their shots routinely. And the girls went off and played girls' sports. That's a natural part of gender. But I've talked to many a female in my life who said, you know, I wondered why I was a girl when I felt so much better as a boy for about 6 to 12 months there. And suddenly it all made sense to me. And you combine that fairly normal hormonal reaction to that particular very difficult part of one's life with a little bit of isolation, a little bit of social media log rolling, a little bit of the mental illness, the endemic mental illness that has swept so much of this generation. And it doesn't take much to go from there to thinking, well, maybe I should transition into being a boy or transition into being whatever it is you feel like being. I mean, if you came to Peggy Flanagan as her child and said, I feel like Napoleon Bonaparte, you would not. Would Peggy Flanagan say, well, I guess you're going to have to go out and conquer Europe and march to Moscow with 600,000 of your compatriots and return to France with 12,000 of them? It's my job to make sure that that I listen to you and make sure you become Napoleon Bonaparte. More on this when we come back. Northern Alliance Radio Network, AM 1280, The Patriot.
AM 1280, The Patriot.
Salmon fishing in Alaska, at an amusement park in Green Bay, or taking a stroll through Loring Park.
We're where you are.
Stream AM 1280, The Patriot, at Odyssey.com or with the free Odyssey app.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
How is your car payment treating you? What if I told you could make a free phone call right now and reduce your car payment by as much as $83 a month? Look at your car payment closely. You could be paying as high as 20% interest. Rate Genius can help you reduce your car payments by reducing your interest rate to as low as 2.48% APR. We can refinance most existing car loans or leased cars, new or used, and save you money every month. Put more money back in your pocket. The call is free to find out how low we can lower your car payment. 5 minutes of your time right now could save you hundreds of dollars a year. Call Rate Genius now.
800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. 800-764-2179. That's 800-764-2179.
Not all applicants qualify for a loan or rate savings. Actual offer terms, including APR, are determined at the time of your application based on creditworthiness, value of the vehicle, loan term, and other factors.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. I start every day by reading through the stories at Daybreak Insider. In just 10 minutes, I can zip through 10 stories that matter, 10 stories that help me start my day and help shape where I go with the Mike Gallagher Show. You and I know the mainstream media is filling the airwaves with a left-wing take on the news of the day.
This is 60 Minutes, and we can't put on things we can't verify.
You won't put it on because it's bad for Biden.
It's critical to find a news source that tells the truth. Well, that's Daybreak Insider. Daybreak Insider is that source. I get it in my mailbox every day. It helps shape the stories I bring to you. It's a look at today's most compelling stories, how they are covered by the media, and provides responses from key conservatives in media and politics. Over 250,000 people get Daybreak Insider by email daily. and it's available to you at no cost. Go to DaybreakInsider.com and simply plug in your email. That's DaybreakInsider.com. In 5 minutes, you will be the most informed person in the office. That's DaybreakInsider.com.
Isn't it time you trade your old Salt Hog for a new Wet Technology water softener from Commerce? Commerce will give you $400 for your old softener and haul it away, too. Save salt, save water, and you're back. Go to Commerce.com. Commerce Water. That's Commerce.com.
AM 1280, The Patriot, the Northern Alliance Radio Network, 651-289-4488. Stand with Israel tour spooling up right now. Go to AM1280ThePatriot.com. By the way, Mike Gallagher and Sebastian Gorka are going to be Mike Gallagher and Dennis Prager. There we go. Broadcasting live from Israel this year. So this is going to be a great trip. Register today. See the full itinerary at AM1280ThePatriot.com. Dennis Prager alone is worth the price of the trip. I hope you can get on this year. So it's 10 days in the Holy Land. Just about as amazing an adventure as you can do, get involved in. So do it. AM1280ThePatriot.com. Check it out, and you can follow us all, and that's the idea. 651-289-4488, also available on social media on hashtag NARN Show. That's N-A-R-N Show at on Twitter, Gab, Parler, MeWe, and Getter. Not Mastodon. I am fairly convinced that while that's where a lot of progressives fled to, becoming essentially the Canada of social media, the place where every progressive thinks they're going to move to when they don't get their way. They did because Mastodon is garbage. Anyway, and I say that as a professional who designs these things for a living. It is kind of garbage. At any rate, we're talking about the beclowning of the Twin Cities left that happened this past week on social media. And Lieutenant Governor Flanagan wins the gold medal for this week. I, of course, just to recap, Keith Ellison wins the silver, the bronze medal. Melvin Carter, mayor of St. Paul, got silver for saying, well, I only respond to people with more than 30,000 followers, which means most of you peasants in St. Paul do not rate. And Minnesota Lieutenant Governor Peggy Flanagan, the gold and perhaps platinum medals for her remark, quote, "When our children tell us who they are, it's our job as grownups to listen and to believe them." And it's really not. She says that's what it means to be a good parent. No, it is really not. The little whims that you have, the little rages that you have when you're a hormonal teenager are something that a good parent talks you around, gets you through, gets you past. It's a perspective that a good parent gives you to learn and grow as a person beyond your little your adolescent knee-jerk reactions to life's vicissitudes. Hey, transgender isn't just a knee-jerk reaction. Well, yeah, it kind of is. As we discussed 2 years ago now with Angus Fox of Quillette magazine, or two different interviews we had with him 3 years ago, 2 years ago, back in 2021, his excellent series on When Sons Become Daughters, a six-part series on Quillette, one of the best, two of the best interviews I've ever had on this show. He pointed out that, yeah, there is a correlation between highly intelligent, very frequently ADHD or other neurodivergent children who were locked, boys especially, who were locked down, locked away from their peers, locked away from a social life, frequently with panicky, COVID panicky parents. And certainly around COVID panicky adults who forced them to sit on screens all day and thence on screens exposed to a large, well-organized group of trans activists who are very adept at log-rolling children into believing that the solution to their what ails them mentally and emotionally is to get chemically and surgically neutered and become the opposite gender than what they were born. And by the way, Angus Fox talked in galling terms about the log rolling, the gaslighting, the horrific pushback that and defamation and slander and life-ruining assaults that these parents get for trying to be good parents to these kids who are going through a very difficult time. So, no, Lieutenant Governor Flanagan, this is not what a good parent does. In fact, you are facilitating the destruction of a lot of good parents with this with what you're talking about. And that's to take your that tweet at face value. There was another tweet that came out this past week that was brought to my attention. Lieutenant Governor Flanagan tweeted out a photo of herself wearing a T-shirt, and it's a weird, incongruous T. I'll say. It's a weird, incongruous T-shirt at best. At worst, it's much worse. I look at this T-shirt, and I'll post this at shotinthedark.info momentarily here. The T-shirt in Gothic script says, "Protect trans kids." And between the lines of the three words, between trans and kids, there's some sort of plant, flower, I think. Between the first and second word, between protect and trans, there's a knife, a Bowie knife to be exact, a nasty, sharp-looking hunting knife. Now, I'm at a loss for what she's trying to convey with this. I mean, as a member of a party that castigated Sarah Palin for putting crosshairs on a map of political races, I have to wonder, what does it mean to put a knife on a T-shirt when you're talking about protecting trans kids? I mean, the most generous interpretation is this was put together by someone for whom English is not even a second language. They did not understand the social significance of a Bowie knife when you're talking about protecting people. And they just didn't know any better, which means Peggy Flanagan just ignorantly put on something that an ignorant person put together. That's charitable. More likely, this is a direct, it's a dumb reference to surgery. I can't believe even Flanagan would be that dim and tone deaf. So the only other option is that her idea is the idea of citing a knife, referencing a knife in protecting trans kids, is that it's time to resort to violence to push the transgender ideology here in the state of Minnesota. That this is a not at all muted threat. I don't know how charitable to be with the mayor that put Bob from Fridley on blast. But let's just say I'm feeling a little less sanguine about her motivations. 651-289-4488. When we come back, Cassie Fredrigal talks about going around and around with the school board in Little Falls. Go nowhere. I'll be right back.
The new radical Minnesota legislation permitting abortion at any stage of pregnancy, your help with Robbinsdale Women's Center is needed more than ever. While the abortion industry stands ready to profit from a woman's unplanned pregnancy, Robbinsdale Women's Center is the first step in educating women on the truth about all their options. Through RWC, women will receive services and resources to make an informed decision. These resources include medical services like ultrasounds, other education and parenting classes. They'll learn more about the beautiful baby growing inside. Sadly, 80% of RWC's patients are seeking an abortion when they first visit. After seeing their baby on an ultrasound and hearing unbiased information on all their choices, 8 in 10 women planning to terminate the pregnancy change their mind. Robbinsdale Women's Center is 100% donor-funded. Please help RWC provide life-affirming options for women. Visit rwcinfo.org. A sustaining gift of $44 a month helps save a baby, but make any donation you can. rwcinfo.org.
Real returns, what you actually get from your investments. That's return minus inflation and taxes. Tune in to this week's Money Matters with Al and Mike. They'll be discussing the implications of inflation and taxes on your bottom line. Al and Mike will share with you how to be prepared for retirement in an inflationary, higher tax environment. Make sure you listen to Money Matters with Al and Mike, noon Saturday on AM 1280 The Patriot, or call them now at 855-231-6010.
To be black in America today is to be labeled and used.
But it's not because America is a systemically racist country.
It is not.
It is not.
It's not.
It's because the loudest voices who say they have all the answers are actually the problem.
There are progressive forces and organizations dividing us as a people and as a country.
They stoke hatred and division
to hide the real problems and keep us angry.
And now's the time to return to our cultural roots of faith, family, and education.
There is a difference between being woke and being awakened.
We invite you to join us.
We invite you to join us.
We invite you to join us.
And take charge of our culture
and our future.
I'm Kendall Qualls, and together we'll put our families on the road to prosperity.
Learn more at TakeChargeMinnesota.com.
Did you know that the Patriot mobile app can do more than just stream your favorite shows? Here's cool feature number one. You can set an alarm on our app that will automatically start streaming The Patriot at whatever time you decide. It's easy. Just open the menu in the upper left-hand corner, select Alarm, and choose a time. You can set it to wake you up in the morning with Hugh Hewitt or any of your favorite hosts. Download the free AM 1280 The Patriot app today. AM 1280 The Patriot is WW.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, deliver the truth, whatever the cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.